Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
Still scrolling through TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, and trying to catch up on whatever is flowing through your Twitter feed? Are you feeling stuck in all these platforms and seeking for some way out? Chances are, you are not alone. We are prone to look at our phones and scroll through these apps when bored and stressed. However, social media is proven to cause more anxiety and increase negative outlooks on ourselves. Many studies have proven that social media has a major impact on young teenage girls and their mental health. The media feeds us false information constantly about body image and heightened sense of perfection. This takes a huge toll on mental health and pitches into low self-esteem. You are good enough. Don't let anyone online let you perceive yourself any other way, because chances are they're stuck in the same rut as you. So how do you avoid these feelings? Well, it can be simple as deleting social media. I promise you're not missing out. Focus on conversations with friends that feel the same way. Having heartfelt conversations about these topics will benefit your community. Replace your time scrolling with a hobby. We're all unique, we all have flaws, no one lives a perfect life, so why should we pretend that we are? This message comes to you from your mental health loving DJs at 90.1 WRUV.
This is Interlude with DJ Flock. I hope you're having an amazing Sunday. Today there is no actual theme to my set, but I do have a special guest, and we'll get into that later. But first, we're going to hear five songs from WRUV's new music library. First, we're going to have Ankles by Lucy Dacus, who you actually might know from the band Boy Genius. She is the guitarist for Boy Genius, and she's just starting to put out some of her own music, so that's exciting. Then we're going to have Last of the Magicians by Vicious Vicious, Choke Enough by Okaloo, Cowards by Squid, and Battery Lane by Zach Keem. Enjoy.
What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have, and I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do, if it's the thought that counts, let's think it through. So bite me on the shoulder, pull my hair, and let me touch you where I want to. Take me like you do.
Thank you.
We're just listening to Battery Lane by Zach Keem. Before that, we had Cowards by Squid, Choke Enough by Okaloo, Last of the Magicians by Vicious Vicious, and Ankles by Lucy Dacus. And now we're going to get into introducing my special guest for today. Today I have my friend Natty on.
Hey, what's up, Burlington? My name's David Jackson.
Tell us where you're from, your interests, and what's your favorite song, artist, or album right now?
Cool. My name's Nathaniel Jackson. My friends call me Natty. I'm from Vermont, Putney, Vermont. I've lived there all my life. So I definitely love Vermont. It's a great place. I love to be outside, play in nature.
What do you think about the big snowstorm that we're having right now? If you're listening and you're not a student here, you're not from Vermont, we have a huge snowstorm going on. Me and Natty trekked through the snow to get to the station.
It was honestly kind of a vibe.
Yeah.
I had my coffee, so,
you're ready? Ready to take on the day?
Yeah, I was ready. The cup of Joe just always gets me ready.
Yep. It's actually really, really pretty outside. I've never had a snowstorm like this before. Do you know how many feet we're getting?
I think, I don't really know, but it's definitely a lot of snow.
Yeah, we were looking at, like, the table outside. It's like, double the size because of the amount of snow on it right now.
It's definitely just a vibe. I feel like everything kind of moves slower in the snow.
Yeah, which is nice. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Tell us your favorite song right now.
My favorite song right now to listen to is probably O3 Adolescence by J. Cole.
Okay.
I also like Coffee Bean by Travis Scott. And another song, I don't know, kind of a hot take, but, but usually when I'm in the gym, I like to listen to Nine by Drake.
Do you want to talk about the Drake-Kendrick beef, or what's your stance on it?
I love Drake. I think he's the GOAT, but yeah, that's just my take right off the bat.
Are you more of a person who's like, I can listen to their music and put aside whatever's going on?
Yeah,
right.
I like Kendrick and Drake. I just think Drake is better.
Ooh, okay. All right. I feel like I'm kind of the same. Like, I don't really care that much about...
Yeah, I don't really care that much. I like to joke about it.
Yeah. But sometimes their music's just so good, you have to, like, put it aside.
They're both amazing artists. So,
yeah.
You know, you can't... I don't like hating on Kendrick at all.
Yeah. Did you like the Super Bowl performance?
I really did like it. I like how everything was done. Was that his uncle?
No, that's Samuel Jackson, okay, I think his last name is. He's like he's in Marvel.
Okay, right, yeah.
But the joke was like he's Uncle Sam, because his first name is Sam.
I like how he did things.
I like that too.
Cool. There's a lot of like hidden things.
Yeah, I keep on seeing TikToks about like all the hidden meanings throughout that I did not catch on to any of them during the performance.
I'm like not up to date with a lot of things going on.
And like Serena Williams, did you see that part when she was crip walking? That was really cool. I That was so random that she was there, but then I was, like, watching a TikTok about how she used to date Drake, and, like...
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
I really like how he did that. Drake was probably sitting there and, like...
He was probably so sad. I wonder if he watched it. Do you think he actually watched it?
He better have watched it, because that should give him motivation for his next album. I'm expecting his next album.
Wait, he dropped something yesterday, I think. Oh. Or my friend Marcella was saying that he put something out, but I actually did not listen to it at all. Same. I should, though, just to see if he mentions Kendrick.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have heard about it by now, though, if he did.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of hot takes, I actually put out on my private story this morning, or yesterday, asking some of my friends to send in their hot takes for us to talk about, and so I thought we'd do one really quick before we get into our next couple of songs, and my friend Eli, I think his exact words were, Chipotle is bland corporate food. What do you think about that, Natty?
Eli, I'm disappointed in you on that one. I love Chipotle.
Yeah.
It's just, like, staple.
I do,
so
too.
Good.
I had Chipotle for dinner last night.
Dude, it's so good. It's so consistent every time. You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
The rice is good. The chicken, you know, it just has that flavor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now to level up, which do you think is the best? Chipotle, Moe's, or Qdoba? Or, like, rank them.
Even though I love Chipotle, it's been going, I think, downhill a little bit.
Oh, you think?
I think now it depends on which Chipotle you go to.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think the one by us is okay. They just take forever. There's always a huge line there.
Yes. But like, I think Qdoba is probably my favorite.
Mine too! Because I think their rice is better. They have, like, lime-flavored rice, and it's really good. But you know what? Moe's will always be at the bottom. Sorry to my roommate, Alexa. I know she loves Moe's, but I don't really like it that much.
I was always a Moe's hater, but shout out to my boy, Isaac.
Oh, he
kind of, like, made me like Moe's more.
Does he take you after skiing or something?
Yeah. And they just have the free sauces, and sometimes they'll load up on the chicken.
Yeah. Oh, really?
If someone gives me extra chicken, like... game over.
Okay, so what are you ranking them then?
I still think I'm gonna put Moe's at last, but I'm not gonna hate on it.
That's fair.
Qdoba, Chipotle, and then Moe's.
You know what? I'll give Moe's some points because they say welcome to Moe's when you walk in, and I like that. It makes me feel special.
I like the drip at Moe's too.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
Well,
what?
I like the drip at Chipotle more.
All right, let's get into our next couple songs. Our first one, Natty's gonna introduce.
This song is given to us by our good friend Owen.
Owen Pickle, shout out Owen Pickle.
Shout out Owen Pickle, he's on the slopes right now, probably shredding.
Oh yeah, he is skiing.
So, he recommended the song Charleston Girl Live by Tyler Chitlers.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that, but yeah.
And then after that, we're going to hear Metamoros by the Afghan Whigs. and then Buttercup by Brad and Simple Passing by Hammerbox.
Charleston girl in a darkened room, and you don't know her like I do. We took the fire escape to her room and got stone raging blind. Left my money in the trusting hands of them old steel brothers in a thrash grass band. One day I'm gonna drive up there and give them half my mind. It's the wine or the coke that makes her sound like her jaw is broke. She's working hard to make some sense, but she ain't got a dime. I wish to God that I could help her out. I wish I knew what she was talking about. I wish to God that I could get away, but I'm way too drunk to drive. All I know is that when I am good and sober, I'm leaving West Virginia for a while. Don't know why, but every time I cross that river, Lord, there's something tears me up, makes me wild. Skin so fair, I believe if I could find my keys, I'd try to drive away. I never planned to leave so soon. I didn't know that he was sweet on you. Go ahead and take her, she ain't worth the time. All I know is that when I am good and sober, I am leaving West Virginia for. Cross that river, Lord, there's something tears me up, makes me wild.
That was Simple Passing by Hammerbox. Before that, you heard Buttercup by Brad, Matamoros by the Afghan Whigs, and Charleston Girl Live by Tyler Childers. And we're back with our hot takes. Ah!
Oh, microphone fell off.
The microphone top just fell off. Sorry. Sorry for screaming right into it. All right. So, Natty's hot take. Do you want to talk about it?
Okay, I'll start it off. You know, we actually, freshman year, we were, like, talking about things that we like to do, and we were, like, we both thought podcasts were interesting.
Yeah, we wanted to do podcasting. We both were like, oh, let's do radio, yeah. And it was really hard to get in.
It was hard to get in, but shout out to Colette, because now, you know, she's, she's a frequent, radio host,
yeah.
Radio
yep,
host.
Yep.
But we were, like, thinking about fun topics, and we were, I remember us talking about if we would take our shoes off on the plane or not.
Yeah.
And I actually haven't given my,
your take. Do you want me to give my take first?
Yeah, why don't you give your take first?
So, like, if you really have to, fine, whatever, but you better have socks on, first of all. but I think for small, or for short plane rides, keep them on. Like, 3 hours and under, keep them on. Because, like, I just think that's respectful. If you have socks on and it's over 3 hours, whatever, I think that's fine. Because, I mean, it's agreed. Basically like a car ride, and I always take my shoes off in a car ride, and, like, for road trips. But I'm not a huge fan, but it's okay. I can look past it, okay?
I think that was a great response. I like the detail with the timing. But, yeah, I would basically my take is... Over, I would say, like, 3.5 hours, three hours. If it is longer than that, put back on your shoes after that.
Longer than that?
Well, no, okay. So, is everything okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
So, you know, I think it's okay to take off your shoes, but, yeah, if it's longer than, like, a three-hour plane ride, just leave them on.
You're, like, the opposite.
No, I agree with you.
Okay. Oh, okay, like, okay.
But if you are going to the bathroom...
Oh, my God. Do you think do you do this?
I have gone to the bathroom with just my socks.
Oh, in the airplane?
But there was, it was an hour...
In the dorms, do you go into the bathrooms with your socks on?
I definitely put on my shoes.
Okay. There have been a couple times where I've gone with my socks on, but, like, people who go... barefoot in the bathrooms is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a different level.
Yeah.
Of, like, crazy.
Yeah, it is. All right, another hot take that we got submitted was from our friend Mia, and she says cauliflower is not even a top 10 vegetable, because I've talked about this, and I would put cauliflower in my top 5.
I like this question.
Yeah.
Great question.
So what are your top 5 vegetables?
Ooh, you're putting on a spot here.
Do you want me to go first?
I'll go first. Okay. I really like broccoli.
Do you put that before?
I think
we're getting a call. That's kind of scary.
Oh, should we answer it?
I don't know. Maybe. No, I'll call him back after.
I would say broccoli. I really like squash, like cooked, like in an air fryer.
Okay.
I think. Carrots. I like carrots.
Yeah.
I like a good carrot.
What do you think about asparagus?
I do not like
asparagus. That wasn't my top 5.
I can't eat asparagus. But I think cauliflower is my top 5. I think that would be 5.
Okay.
And then I think on my 4, I would put, you know, a lot of people don't like it, but I think you can do a lot with zucchini.
Okay, I disagree with that. I don't like zucchini. But you know what? You do you. That's fine. I would say cauliflower, asparagus, carrots. I like, you know, like steamed carrots. Mm. Broccoli is pretty good. And do you consider a tomato a vegetable or a fruit? I think I consider it a fruit.
I consider it a vegetable.
Okay, if it's a vegetable, I'll put it in my top 5. Oh, they're calling again.
Dude, I feel like we should pick up. Should I just pick up?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Hello?
Natty's talking to whoever is on right now. But maybe I should play some music in the meantime. Next, we're going to hear 104 Degrees by Slaughter Beach Dog.
Okay, let me just tell that to the viewers.
Oh, wait, never mind.
So you just said that cauliflower was man-made?
My gosh. Cauliflower being man-made. What does that mean? Okay, oh, so like, because it's... Is it related to...
That's very interesting. Thank you for that. We appreciate your input.
My gosh, I've never gotten a collar in. This is so exciting. My gosh. I feel bad because it's just, like, dead air, but
yeah,
he's
hey,
on the phone.
I really appreciate that, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you, bye.
Thank you for listening and calling in. That's so exciting. Call in whenever you want. The station number is 802-656-4399. Feel free to call in. I've never gotten a caller. That's so exciting. Okay, tell us what he said.
He basically said that we're doing great, which is awesome. And he also said that cauliflower is man-made. It was never a fruit or a vegetable.
What?
Bro, I know. Shout out to that caller. I did not.
I think his name was Mike. It showed up as Mike on the computer, on the phone, but I don't know if that's his actual name. Thank you for calling in, Mike. I didn't even know that. That's so fun. Like, please call in and share your takes. I love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Shout
all right. So let's get into our, well, do we want to do one more? Because we low-key only have 10 more minutes.
Another
so
hot
not.
Topic?
We're all, you know what? We'll play two songs and then we'll talk again.
Perfect.
All right. So our next song is going to be 104 Degrees by Slaughter Beach Dog. And then we're going to hear Blur by Riftwood. I actually really love this song. I found it on TikTok. It's like these three 12-year-old boys, and they started a band, and it's so good. I can't believe, like, I listened to a couple of their songs, and they're really, really good. You might have seen their videos on TikTok. I just love them so much, so I had to add them to my playlist. All right.
Thank you.
That was Blur by Riffwood. I am obsessed with these kids. I just looked it up. They're 15. Sorry, they're not 12. They're 15, and they just, like, started making music together in their garage, and then they posted it online, and I think that that's just so cool. I love that song. I think it's really great, and I hope that they continue making music because they're really good. And before that, we heard a suggested song that was 104 Degrees by Slaughter Beach Dog. And for our next hot take, let me pull it up, actually. I believe this was sent in by our friend Eric.
Shout out to Eric.
He said that when it's all said and done, Travis Scott will be the best, or will be in the GOAT rapper conversation. How do you feel about that? Because you said that one of your favorite songs right now is by Travis Scott, right?
Yeah, I love Travis Scott. I think the GOAT conversation for music is a little hard. I don't know. I feel like it's hard for someone to say there's, like, a GOAT
really?
Of rapping, because there's so many different, like...
Yeah, Travis there's so many Scott, different, like, different versions of rapping,
Travis
too.
Travis Scott's in, like, such a different lane than, like...
That's true.
Kendrick and Drake, like, it's yeah. all different types yeah. of music, but, like, I do think that his music is going to be, like, remembered for a long time.
Yeah, I think that, too. I definitely think... Okay, well, I don't listen to a lot of rap music, so my opinion doesn't really mean much on this, I feel like, but top five... Personally, I feel like Lil Wayne should be up there. I think that he just has
agreed.
The best lyrics. I don't know if everyone agrees with that, because maybe he isn't as popular necessarily. No, but he's so popular. But, like, Drake is kind of on a different level of celebrity than him.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, like, Lil Wayne, Drake, I guess. But Drake also has ghostwriters, so I don't really know how...
It's kind of like MJ and LeBron in the sense of, like, there's so many different ways that you can, like, argue...
Compare them.
And, like,
yeah.
compare them. Because, like... You know, you could say LeBron's a GOAT, but then, like, the argument is like, you know, MJ just, like, won 6 rings.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know what I mean? So it's, like...
I mean, not really,
same.
But...
Well, it's kind of the same with, like, music in the sense of, like, yeah, the ghost rappers, like...
Yeah.
There's that involved.
Who else? J. Cole, Kendrick. I think I already said Kendrick. I don't know. I'm not really the right person to talk on this.
I think, like, Drake, Kendrick, even though I
Who
think
are
Drake's
forgetting?
Better...
I think, okay.
I think Lil Wayne's a great
yeah.
take. I think Travis Scott's a great take.
So you agree with Eric that Travis Scott would be up there?
Definitely.
Okay.
I think he's probably, like, top three.
Top three, okay. Like, of all time or your personal favorite?
I would say, like, in my generation, I think he's top three.
Okay.
For, like, if people do want to have, like, the conversation of, like, GOAT for rapping.
Okay. All right. So then we have another... hot take, which is that red roses are a cliche. That was from Finley. What flowers did you get your girlfriend for Valentine's Day?
I got her 2 types of flowers. Shout out to Trader Joe's for having awesome, like, pretty cheap flowers that always look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I got her pink roses.
Okay.
And then I think some yellow, like, dandelion flowers.
Okay. So I wonder if Finley would prefer pink roses or just no roses at all, a different type of flower. What's your favorite type of flower?
Probably sunflowers.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
My mom would always have, like, big sunflowers
mm-hmm. yeah.
In the yard.
I like that one. My grandma draws sunflowers a lot.
How about you?
I think maybe lavender.
Ooh, that's
just
a good one.
It's my middle name, so I feel like I have to like it, but I do like it. I really like dandelions. Like, I know that's kind of silly because they're weeds, but I just like in the spring here, all over the lawn, so it'll be dandelions everywhere. And I love making dandelion crowns.
Yes.
So I don't know. I think that they might be one of my favorite flowers, which is kind of silly because they're weeds. But
I love wildflowers actually.
Oh yeah, like, that's a good one.
Yeah, when there's just like a field of like
different colored flowers,
especially
yeah.
like here in Burlington.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite like summer activities here in Burlington?
Ooh. I love going to the beach.
I know,
actually.
It's so nice because we're literally in between the beach and the mountains.
Yes.
So it's like we have summer options and winter options.
When we all went to the beach and we mm-hmm. had like that bonfire.
Yeah, we need to do that again this year.
I think that's one of my favorite things to do.
It's just so cold. Like when we
last year,
like last week of school, I think we went to the beach and it was still too cold to swim. The water was freezing.
Yes. I do like cold water, but you know, wake you up.
Oh, yeah. It does wake you up. And we this is pretty much where we have to end our show because we're... Oh, what do you want to say?
I just want to say thank you for Colette letting me come on the show, and I think she's done so great with all of her shows so far, and shout out to Colette.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
For being a great host.
Aw. Okay, this has been Interlude. This is DJ Flock and my special guest, Natty. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope you have a great Saturday. Or Sunday. Have a great Sunday.
I want to